We've got our first guest, Randy Minear, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Randy on the other side of these words about the great folks at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat.
If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Minear, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th hole sports bar and restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today.
You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
Hand me the lot.
And now back in making his 11th appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is a wonderful partner, a great friend, and a guy who means a great deal to us, and that's Randy Minear. Randy is the chairman of the board emeritus of the NFL Alumni Association and the gentleman who really got us started partnering with them. Randy played his college ball at Purdue, where he led the Boilermakers in rushing touchdowns in 1964. He was a 20th round draft pick by the New York Giants in 1966, and he played in the NFL from 66 to 1970 with the Giants and the Browns. He spent 30 years as the chairman of the board of the NFL Alumni Association. In September of 2015, we inducted him into our Thursday Night Tailgate Guest Hall of Fame. A couple months later, in November of 2015, he was inducted into the Indianapolis Public School System Hall of Fame. You hear us bragging about, and you just heard the ad about the Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Well, Randy and his family own and operated. They have a fantastic golf course there, and the people there are absolutely spectacular. Their lodging site right there in Nashville, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. It's fantastic, folks. You got to go check it out. And we are very excited Randy is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Randy, Chris, and Bob, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Randy.
Oh, how are you guys? So good to talk to you both. I'll tell you what, I'm so appreciative of the invite and always love talking to you guys. It's, again, it's always a great pleasure. But I didn't hear either of you in discussions of, you know, the coming year here. I didn't mention anybody. Where were my Giants? Where do you guys have my Giants in here?
Well, I tell you, Randy, you know, I think the Giants are going to be better. I want to see it on defense as much as I want to see it on offense. You know, I mean, Saquon Barkley is spectacular, and you know, I think the question mark is going to be at wide receiver. Can they move the ball down the field? Can they block for Eli? How much does Eli still have in the tank? And then they've made a lot of changes over there on the defensive side of the ball. I love Jabril Peppers. We'll see if he can do it at safety. But I think there's just a few too many question marks.
Don't disagree with you at all. I think that they've got to show us something. They've just got to play better defensively. I thought last year, you know, I thought even though they had some better players than they played like, I thought it just, they just seemed to be a little out of sync or something. But anyway, just was kidding you about that. I'd like to see the Giants, but I'm like you. I think we have too many question marks, and I think we gotta go a little bit and, you know, get some people here and see what we do and see how and I think you're right. Eli is going to be the key, and see what kind of year he has. But I was going to tell Bob, I also was a lunch pail fullback. I didn't know whether you knew that or not. Ellie Sherman asked me 3 or 4 times while I'm carrying the ball to put down my damn lunch pail because it wasn't good. You know, he thought I was carrying it. Anyway, but how you guys doing? Always a pleasure.
We're great. Randy, I want to get a quick thought from you about your Purdue Boilermakers, because last Saturday I was shaking my head a little bit, you know, with a loss against Nevada. What's going on?
Chris, I don't know. I didn't get the opportunity to see it all. And my understanding is we were up by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and Nevada came back and beat us. I really had been looking for this year for Purdue to really get up in that top echelon, you know, the Ohio States, Michigan States. But that certainly wasn't a good start. I don't know. I mean, offensively, they're so explosive that All-American wide receiver that was a freshman last year, and I think they've got some good guys that they need to carry the ball. But I think, as you were talking about, we were talking about the Giants, I think the same thing may be happening with Purdue. We've got to stop people. I mean, you know, you can score a lot of points, but you can't stop anybody. It just doesn't work.
Right.
I was disappointed, to say the least. I really, really was looking forward to seeing how they do this year. But, hey, it's only one game. I don't know whether some guys hurt or whatever, but we'll see as we go along here. But that certainly wasn't the start I had hoped for.
5 questions for Randy.
Randy, just a question about Purdue. We hear so much about it. We've had guys like Jim Everett, our good friends, many of these past Purdue guys, and we talk about both the sports programs and the academics. But I was just wondering about the institution itself, Randy. Have you been back there a lot since your days, and is the campus a lot different than it once was? Tell us about your experience from just attending that place.
I think it is, Bob. I think you've hit something very interesting there. It's a great campus. It's a wonderful stadium. I worry that we have become a basketball school, with Nike Arena, and things like that. And we've gotten kind of away from being the football, contender that we always were back in my day. We were right up there. My senior year ranked number one in the nation for a while, and we got great crowds and things. And now I look and, unless it's IU or some type of maybe Ohio State comes in, but I don't think the student body, feels the same about football as they did back in my day. I don't know why I say that, but it, they don't seem to fill a stadium all the time. I think the school is really pushing hard to build the program back to being a real contender. I mean, I like that. I like the new AD in. I have had an opportunity to spend some decent time with Coach Rahm and his staff and things at a number of clinics that I attend. They're enthusiastic. They're very positive. I think they're going in the right direction. I hope that the school gets excited about it. You know, I love the place. Phenomenal education, anything you want to get it in, but, you know, obviously, especially engineering, agriculture, those kinds of things. But, I just would like to see more enthusiasm for the Saturday, football games, you know.
Back to the Giants for 1 minute, Randy. Chris had brought up Saquon Barkley, who is an incredibly gifted player. And, it brings me to the topic of the usage of players like him by the coach. And the game is played at such an incredible pace these days, and it's such a rough game, Randy. I mean, it falls on a guy like Pat Shurmur to limit his touches. I mean, he's such a weapon, but then again, you can't go into every game, Randy, as you know, saying he's got to touch the ball 30 times or we don't win, because I don't think a running back can survive in this league. I mean, he's a young, strong guy. Right now, he's just at the top of his craft already. But what's your opinion? It's got to come down to coaching now to limit guys' touches, but then still be effective.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the lifespan or longevity in the NFL. I know years ago, running backs were right at the lowest, and I presume they probably still are. 2, 3.5 years, something of that nature, 4 years maybe, but. And I think you're absolutely correct. And it's got to come from the coaching. And using a kid like Saquon Barkley, who I agree with you is a phenomenal talent. I mean, there's not much he can do. I think you really have to use him in very intelligently when it's most effective. But just to run him 25, 30 times a game, I don't see many running backs at all that can last like that. They really can't. I mean, there are the exceptions to the rule, the great Jim Brown and people like that that ran a lot and never got hurt and things. But today's game, so spread out, so fast, they're so big, and the pounding you take at running back, I just think, I don't see this 20-25 touches a game and a guy lasting more than 2-3 years. I really don't. I mean, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'd get my normal, one touch a game, and I was so tired and sore afterwards that I didn't know I could play again. But when you talk about 20-25 touches, Bob, you're right. I mean, the pounding you're taking every play from these 320 pounders or whatever, and even the, you know, the linebackers or defensive backs, the way they hit. I think you've got to use him very, very wisely because to me, he is a golden football player. And you got to make sure you don't tarnish him by beating him to death. That's my opinion.
And Randy, sticking with, you mentioned Jim Brown. I want to go with the Browns and your experience playing there and, your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns. When we talked to you back in April, you were feeling really good about the Browns season. They open up at home against the Titans. Do you think this could be the year that they finally turn things around and get over 500 and maybe even, you know, contend in the AFC?
Big man, I truly believe that with what I see and looking at their roster and obviously the quarterback, some wide receivers they picked up, it's Chubb, isn't it? Is your running back Chubb? Am I right?
Right.
Yeah, you know,
that's right.
And I think he's a quality back. Obviously you got a first grade quarterback. I really think this could be the year that they could put together enough wins to get themselves into the playoff and become a real contender. Now, as you said before, Chris and I happen to agree, you know, quarterback goes down. Now you're really struggling. And this kid is such a big part of the team and just runs it so well. I was very impressed with the end of last year. I really think that the Cleveland Browns have an opportunity to go a long way and very deep into the playoffs. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender yet. And I happen to agree with you guys on the two that are, my boy, my Purdue boy, from New Orleans, you know, I
Drew Brees.
Hope they can get back there and take it. Drew Brees, yeah, my mind went blank there. This is the way it normally is, as you know, Chris, you've been around me enough. I just think that the Browns, I got them going maybe in the second round of the playoffs. I really do. Cleveland needs it. The Cleveland fans are so passionate and they're great fans. And I think they've stuck through some pretty horrendous times. And I think they deserve to see a real winner coming with this ball club.
I got one more question before we let you go, and I'm really curious because as I was doing some research, I sort of fell into this one. And you had a fellow Boilermaker on the team when you were in Cleveland that one season you played there that was a first-round draft pick, and that's quarterback Mike Phipps. And he is quite an interesting story. He led Purdue to 3 straight wins over Notre Dame, including when Notre Dame was number one in the country. The Browns traded future Hall of Famer Paul Warfield to the Dolphins for a first round pick that they used to draft Phipps. He had a little bit of success.
Right.
No, you know, nothing awesome, but he had a little bit of success with the Browns. Yet they were able to then trade him in 77 for a 78 first round pick that they used to draft Ozzie Newsome. So he was sort of at two ends of his career. He was traded, you know, they traded a Hall of Famer to get him and they traded him away for a guy who eventually became a Hall of Famer. What do you remember about him?
Oh, Mike was a tremendous collegiate quarterback. I love Mike. Mike's a good friend. In fact, my buddy Gordy and I recruited Mike Phipps and got him to Purdue. Well, we did Greasy also, but Mike, you know, coming in, after Greece was there. He had three tremendous years at Purdue. When I was traded from the Giants to the Browns for a two-year-old jersey and a old leather helmet, that Phipps was the quarterback there. And he was playing behind Bill Nelson. And it always struck me. I just never understood why Mike, and I love Bill. Okay, Bill was a great guy and a good friend. But Phipps was such a talent at Purdue that I don't know whether he was misused or whether he never really got that shot. As you said, he had a couple of decent years. I don't know what they had surrounding him. But if I'd have had to pick, other than Greece, a quarterback that I thought would come out and become a Greasy or a Drew Brees or somebody like that, it would have been Mike Phipps. I mean, good size, sturdy as can be, a rocket of an arm. I don't know what they found that just didn't settle with them, or whether Mike just didn't continue in his growth period. I don't know, but he sure was a heck of a quarterback.
Randy, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great place you have up there at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat, the things you have available, and how they can get more information about it.
Oh, I thank you so much, guys. You guys are just the best, and I hope you'll come and join us sometime again. And Bob, come on down. And we have a beautiful 18-hole golf course in Nashville, Indiana, which is in the heart of what's called Brown County, an extremely beautiful area. It's in Nashville, a small little town of 800 that is supposedly the oldest still working artist colony in the country. A beautiful little quaint town and so much to do. We've got, as I said, 18 holes. We've got 36 condominiums on the golf court that are for rent. They're two-bedroom condos, two-bath, full kitchen. We have families of three or four people that live in a condo, so they're that big and they're that nice. All the view of the golf course. We've got a nice restaurant bar downstairs called the 19th Hole. And we have live music on the weekend. I think it's a great place to go. And I think you'll find the Brown Countyans are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. It's family owned, by the, Van Ness family, the three brothers and myself, and of course our wives. And we make it and try to make it like a family. When you come in our front door, you're part of our family, and we want you to feel that way. We want you to leave feeling like you're part of the family, and that's the way we try to run it. And thank you.
And you do a darn good job. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We love it there. We've been there a couple of different times, and it's fantastic. And the city of Nashville is fantastic. Everything about the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and the surrounding area is absolutely wonderful. And it starts and ends with you and your family, Randy.
Well, thank you, pal. And congratulations, guys, on starting another year. This to me, and I thank you on behalf of all the alumni for allowing some of us old guys to have a voice and talk with you guys. You're both so knowledgeable and such great people, and I wish you nothing but the best for what I consider the finest sports talk show anywhere around. And I'm always so proud to be a little small voice in it, and I thank you so much.
Oh, we thank you, Randy. Thank you to you and your family. All the best, and we look forward to catching up with you a little bit later on in the season. Take care, my friend.
I love it. I love it. And, Chris, I just found out we did put in fairways. I hit one the other day, and I had to ask what it was. Somebody said, that's a fairway. I'm like, when the heck did we put those in? So, anyway, come join us, Chris. Bob, please come down. See you,
love
guys.
You. Take care. We'll see you soon. Take care, Randy.
Bye, buddy. Thanks, pal.
That is the great Randy Minier, and a finer human being you will not find, Bob. I know you know that already, but for our listeners, what a wonderful human being. And the Salt Creek Golf Retreat, and I tell you, folks, we went there back-to-back years, and Randy's family and the people that are running the lodging and the golf course are all wonderful. And just like you said, they treat you like family, and we have that in the ad. And it's very, very true. They're all wonderful people, and the golf course is spectacular, and the lodging is great. And then everything about Nashville, Indiana, which is a nice small town, voted one of the best small towns in the country a couple of years ago, and it is that for a reason. A lot of artists, a lot of great culture, and a lot of great restaurants and places to hang out. It's all spectacular, Bob.
He's a lunch pail guy, small town guy, Chris, but what a great ambassador for the game. And what can we say but one of our best friends here, and we're honored to know the man.
Yes, we are. All right, we've got Tony Collins hanging on the line. We're going to get to Tony on the other side of this real quick station break.